Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jay.
All right, let's talk about these Christmas lights real quick, okay?
Oh, poor Pete.
I know. Pete's neighborhood, across the street, right?
Yeah.
This house has probably a million lights on it. Now, I'm not exaggerating.
It's called the Gingerbread House. It's world famous, basically. It's in Highlands Ranch. Everybody knows about it. Everybody drives by it. It's been on television. It's been on that lights, that competition show.
Oh, yeah. Across America. Yeah. And it's like all over TikTok.
Yeah, everybody knows about this house, and unfortunately, Pete lives in that neighborhood.
Is he literally across the street
from it?
Oh, man, what a nightmare.
So when you guys go to see the Gingerbread House in Highlands Ranch, which I know a lot of you will, just honk your horn and go, Pete! Hey, Pete!
Or if you see some overweight dude on the sidewalk bitching like crazy, that's going to be Powerball Pete. Just say hi to him.
He's the Karen of his neighborhood.
Oh, you know what it reminds me of? Actually, Allison told me this, and it's a true story. It's like Margo and Todd from Christmas Vacation, you know, because Pete's so, like, you know, kind of snotty or whatever, you know? He doesn't want this. He's not snotty. He's just a grumpy old man. It's not like he's refined. He's just a grumpy old man, and he's like, oh, my God.
Get off my lawn. I could see it being a headache, though.
You guys, it was thousands of people last night. Thousands.
And it's gorgeous.
It is.
I mean, they really do an incredible job. I wonder what it costs them.
Oof, I mean,
every inch of this house appears to be covered in lights.
Yeah.
It's not a small house.
No, and it's every inch, like you said.
I had a house done in Tampa, Florida, and this was 20 years ago or more than 20 years ago. And it cost, I think it was almost $2,000 to do it then.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the electric bill.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about just installing it.
I think this guy does it by himself.
They lay it out and everything. He's like an expert at it.
Yeah.
It's a lot for one person.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so he does. Well, yeah, but those people are in their own league.
It's a different breed.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's not a company that does it.
I can't even imagine where you store them.
That too.
When you take them down, there's so many on this house.
There's a reason why none of those cars get to fit in the garage.
Holy cow. And then there's another story that's along that lines too, and I guess Douglas County is fed up with these cars with lights on them.
Oh, they are? I like them.
You brought this up off air yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you mentioned, have you seen those cars?
I think they're awesome.
I think it's great, too.
I do, too. I don't mind them.
I saw another one yesterday.
Yeah, I like them.
Yeah, I don't mind it either. I saw one day before yesterday, maybe even over the weekend, that it looked like it was a net that was on it instead of string of lights. It looked like it was a net that was illuminated or something. All right, anyway, in Douglas County, I guess they're over it.
Down in Douglas County, we want you to be festive. But save it for your tree.
Deputies like Shane Belzy are educating drivers on the road and via social media. Two times over the past week, Dougco deputies have pulled over vehicles to educate drivers.
I do think it adds a level of danger for drivers. Throw in the Christmas lights on top of that, we're running the risk of blocking out our blinkers. We're blocking out other vehicles on the roadway, which we might not see headlights anymore.
Education over enforcement.
If we just run with the lights we're supposed to have on our cars, we're limiting the roadway hazard.
Philip Trujillo Jr. and Just Casual Car Club steer away from anything hazardous, especially during the happy.
You know how much heat this guy's going to catch.
I know. Shane is a Grinch.
Anybody that knows Shane, they're going to give this guy so much crap. It's unbelievable. It's Mr. Christmas ruiner.
Yeah, right?
I've yet to see one of those cars and it blinds anyone.
Right.
Okay?
No.
Okay. It just sparkles.
Makes me happy.
And I like sparkles.
I'm sure I can see his blinker.
Yeah. There's no problem with that.
The ones that I've seen, they weren't blinking. The lights weren't blinking.
He said in the news thing, you can't see their blinkers.
No, I know what he said. I'm just saying that I've yet to see one that you would confuse because lights on the car would be blinking.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? It confused that with a blinker.
No, okay. I think they're just saying because it's so bright and everything that you wouldn't be able to see.
Yeah.
If anything, BJ does have a point. You would see that actual one that is blinking. So there. Sean or Shane, what was his name again?
I think Shane.
Shane.
And how about the people who don't even have working headlights?
Dude.
They put some lights on their car, you can see them.
And these people obviously are sober because they know that they're, you know, they got to drive right because they might get pulled over. I mean, think of it that way. These are sober people on the road.
This guy, Shane, you will never, ever see him do another interview. He's done. This is going to ruin his life. He's Douglas. Can't you imagine him walking into the office this morning down at Dougco? You know? You're going, there he is. There's old Shane. Hey, what's up, Grinch?
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.